You know, one of the symbols of summer camp ministry is a campfire. And I have a challenge for you this summer. Neil, I'm going to invite you to come on up. Here's my challenge for you this summer. Every time you are gathered around the campfire this summer, or have your little fire table and propane flames in your backyard, whatever it is, be reminded that the fire is the symbol of the Holy Spirit that fills us and empowers us so that we can proclaim the good news of Jesus and carry that flame and that light with you wherever you go. Neil, we look forward to hearing some of what's going on with you guys at Pioneer Camp and a call for us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. It is a real pleasure to be in front of you this evening, both representing University of Manitoba Pioneer Camp, which is where my family and I have been serving for the last 12 summers, but also representing the 26 four-month staff that are currently working with us on island to prepare to host children for this coming season. If you haven't experienced camp, or if it's been a long time that you've been around a camp environment, it is just, I like to be an ambassador to remind people that this is God's abundance being poured out on the least of these. The children that come to camp, someone, possibly their parents, possibly someone they've never met, are paying for an experience that will affect the rest of their lives, hopefully, usually in a very positive way. And it will give them amazing memories and touch points that they will go forward with. We host up to 600 kids out at our camp. And it's not just those 600 kids that are being affected by their time out at camp, but it is also the countless volunteers and staff that come alongside those children and give them those amazing experiences. They could be cabin leaders, as is usually what people are thinking of when they think of camp, but they can also be accounting staff. They can be dishwashers and chefs and people who fix buildings or build retaining walls, all things that are very real in the life of camps. These camps are operated because God gives out his wealth and his glory and his mercy to his people, and then those people give to camps to allow these children and these places to exist. And I can tell you over 12 years, it has been striking to see how God has provided, how I have had to learn to adjust to when and how God is providing, but just seeing his abundance and his mercy given out so that young people and young children can come and have a time where they can relax and they can sing and they can have a great time and hear about Jesus and see Jesus working in their leaders' lives in positive and amazing ways. And some of them, God willing, lots of them, will meet Jesus for the first time. And that journey will start for them that will last the rest of their lives. And it's amazing to be just a small part of the big thing that's happening around us. And it's amazing to be just one camp out of Manitoba's over 35 camps that operate in the summertime. And it is amazing to see that young people come out and they staff these camps, and other people come and they volunteer and they help run these camps. And many of you may be involved in those, but if you have never been involved in a camp environment, I want to give you that invitation. Call up, if you have a camp from your youth, call that camp up and say, do you need help? Simon House is an amazing example of a camp that we've been able to send youth and work groups out to help. Our camp has been blessed many, many a times. The Thiessen family was out just last weekend, and it's like having family come over to visit. They helped pick up and fix things. They played with my children. It was just an amazing weekend of just community and breaking down barriers between people who you may see all the time, but when you work side by side, you just learn so much about each other. And so just like going on a mission trip or something like that, coming out to camp can be that same experience. And I want to encourage you that if you have time or space for that this summer, that you consider that as an opportunity to give. And definitely want to consider our day camp that takes place at this camp. It is so exciting for me to see our people reaching out to the young people around this church. And just camps are an amazing opportunity for kids to be kids. We've had newcomers, we've had immigrants, we've had refugees come to our camp, and they say, this is the most fun I've had all year. And it is. It's because their differences aren't noticed out at camp because they're mixed up in such a crazy way. The groups, who they're hanging out with, is all different. And they're in an environment that is so different than what they're used to. And it just allows them to be calm, to enjoy the routine, to enjoy the food, to enjoy the activities, and to really just breathe for a week or so, sometimes longer. But I didn't experience this type of Christian camp when I was a kid. But I joined camp in 2012, and every summer I walk away thinking, praise God for this and for the legacy of this camp. I work at a camp that's been around for over 82 years. Like, I met someone just last week that said, I went to your camp as a kid, and this gentleman had not been a kid for a long time. But it was amazing that he had these amazing memories he wanted to share with me. And that is what God does out at these camps. We may wonder if they're worth it, if they're worth the time and money, and I can tell you they are. And like seeing our young people take on leadership experiences, be nervous, wonder if they can do things, but then seeing them plow through those tough days like big rainstorms, or maybe the food didn't work out when they were cooking it on a camp out, seeing them develop those skills, I mean, those are our leaders. Those are the I get very passionate about this, and I apologize, but those young people are amazing. And when I joined camp, I didn't realize how negative my opinion of young people were, because I had been working in an industry that I just didn't see the best side of them. But I've now worked at camp for 12 years and in Florida every time thinking, man, I just hope when my boys grow up, they might be like some of these young people. And so I encourage you to get out there and see them. They're doing great jobs. They're leading kids. They're leading activities. They're leading camp trips and canoe trips. And they're answering the phones when you call our office. Those are our four-month staff that are picking up those phones. And just bless them, pray for them. If you can, support them. Because definitely at our camp, we just pay a small stipend to our staff each week. And then we ask them to help raise the funds to support them so that they can keep coming summer after summer to support our camp and to support the young people that come to camp. And so, yeah, praise God. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Neil. I told him that being Pentecost Sunday, if it got a little bit spirit-inspired, we just let him keep going. And I think we did pretty well. This week, we reached out again to Daryl Jansen, who is the director of Simon House, and asked for some updates and some prayer requests. And as you know, as we mentioned earlier in this service, they are continuing to look for key leaders. They have some of the staff that they need, but particularly cabin leaders, and especially male cabin leaders, is something that they definitely need this summer so that they can have their cabins filled to capacity rather than only running with a few cabins each week as they have leaders available. So your prayers for that and your assistance in helping send workers is an essential thing. This summer, we have the joy of having a new summer ministry intern. Each summer, we get one of these amazing young adults that signs up to walk with us and serve with us here at Fort Garry. This summer, we have the joy of having Lizzie join us. She's going to come and share a little bit about who she is, introduce herself, and some of the things that we're hoping to do this summer with our summer day camps. Lizzie, please come and share with us.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really happy to be here. My name is Lizzie Roshan, and I am the new intern here at Fort Garry. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and my story and the camp ministry that we have going on right here in this building this summer. I just finished my first year as a voice major in the Faculty of Music at the University of Manitoba. And fun fact, I like fun facts, there'll be a few in here. Fun fact about my first year in music, I developed lots of great skills in vocal technique and diction and theory and all those good things. But I also developed an ear for hearing what interval people greet each other in. So for example, I say, good morning, in a major third. I love studying music, and I also have a passion for teaching. So my current career plans are to get my music education degree and then an education degree and then teach in school. I am a homegrown Winnipeg girl. I've lived in St. Boniface my whole life with my parents and my brother and my sister. I love my family and I spend a lot of time with them having good conversations, watching movies, and playing board games. They are all introverts and I am not. So sometimes spending time together looks like me having a dinner conversation with myself while they listen. When I'm not working, studying, or practicing, I'm spending time with my friends, talking to people who will listen, singing or listening to music for fun, or writing. I'm really happy to be a part of the community here at Fort Garry MB, but I haven't really been here that long. I've been attending CNC since January, and this is only my second Sunday service. My home church is the meeting place where I am a youth leader to the most chaotic and fun group of grade 5 girls, and where I lead youth worship and where I spontaneously get called to serve pizza, pancakes, and barbecue. A little bit about my story. I was not raised at the meeting place. My family only started attending about 2 years ago during COVID. When I was very young, we attended Holy Trinity, where I was originally baptized. Then we moved to Soul Sanctuary for a couple of years while they held services at the movie theater. Then we found FaithWorks when I was 7 years old, and that is where I really grew up and made my first community of Jesus followers. I got baptized again at 15, and for a while I was pretty convinced that I got baptized too early or not for the right reasons. Getting to share my testimony was a huge reason for wanting to do it. Like I said, I like talking. But now I know that it was the best decision I ever made because it springboarded me into a read the Bible in a year plan that I finished before I was 17, a desire to pray, and a passion for being open and proud of my faith. My choice to follow Jesus has led me into amazing relationships and communities of like-minded people. It has led me to serve in BC, California, and soon Nova Scotia with Mennonite Disaster Service with no construction experience. I remember on the night before our first day of work when I was in Princeton, BC, we were dividing up into crews and a leader came over and said, "This is the no confidence group, right?" And I said, "No, this is the no experience group. Full confidence." I am not someone who enjoys doing things that I have no prior skill doing, but serving is different for me. It's not about me, so I never worry about myself or the way I do what I do when I'm serving. I recently got to attend and volunteer at the Collide Young Adults Conference here in Winnipeg, and it was life-changing. I now understand what it is to truly worship my Father, and I got to hear Him speaking into my life. Even more importantly, I've been inspired to share the love of Jesus with others. It has never felt so simple, so attainable, and like the only truly right thing to do. And that is how I know I am being equipped for this ministry. I have never felt more ready to be the hands and feet of Jesus and have fun doing it. In case you are unfamiliar with our summer drop-in day camps, basically Monday to Friday for 6 or 7 weeks, we will have our next-door neighbor kids from Pembina Place come here for a couple of hours. We will provide activities such as crafts, games, baking, and much more, with a little bit of teaching using stories, discussions, and skits. I am really looking forward to building great relationships with these kids. A lot of them will come every day. I'm also looking forward to planning and executing fun activities and seeing how the kids interact with all of it. I'm very excited, but I'm also worried about some things. First of all, I have never programmed a day camp. It's new and unexplored territory for me, and things get messy, literally and figuratively, when you're with kids, especially as many as we'll have coming. There'll be hard days, lack of motivation, frustration, and overwhelmedness. So if you're sitting there thinking, "Oh man, she's right. How can I help?" I have a great answer for you. Thank you for asking. Here are the very practical ways that you can support this ministry. First, and most importantly, prayer. God moves mountains when we divide and conquer, and I believe that prayer is not the furnishing, it is the foundation and the framing of the whole structure. I am building this ministry on prayer, so please join me in doing the same. Second, I would love to have you volunteer with this ministry. If you have a passion to work with these kids next door and would like to be the hands and feet of Jesus at Fort Garry this summer, please consider volunteering. These are the kind of commitments that I'm looking for. One, people who have pretty open schedules to be consistent multi-week volunteers. It's really important to have volunteers who know the kids and know the structure of the program well. 2, people who can find it in their schedule to volunteer once a week. The way the camp is structured has us doing the same activities on the same days of the week, for example, crafts on Tuesday. So a volunteer who could come every Tuesday might be a strong and consistent asset for crafts. 3, people who have 1 or more full weeks to offer. Every week will be themed, so it helps to have volunteers who know where the week started and where it's going. And if these commitments are not great for your schedule, I would still love to have you volunteer occasionally when you are able. We will always need more responsible volunteers to make sure that each day goes as smoothly as possible. I'm still in the early stages of planning, so I don't have all the details figured out yet. But if you are interested, I would love to connect with you. I'll be around today after the service and during lunch and on most Sundays. You can also reach me at intern@fgmb.ca, and I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for having me and listening to what I have to share.
I am excited for what God is going to do this summer here at Fort Garry. And as you can see, Lizzie has the energy and the joy to take on this ministry. And as you know, most weeks we have 40 to 50 kids that are coming through these doors. That takes a few hands to make sure that things stay focused and that the walls don't fall down. So please, your engagement, your prayers, and your help is much appreciated. This morning, as I mentioned earlier in my prayer, is Pentecost Sunday. I want to read to you the text from Acts chapter 2. Which is a familiar text for many of you. But I want to make the connection between this text in Acts chapter 2 and what we've been talking about this morning with the day of prayer for camps and camp ministry and our daily lives as followers, as disciples of Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, we read these words. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't these who are speaking from Galilee? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own language?" Persians and Medes, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Turkey, and Asia, Egypt, Syria, and even from Rome. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own languages. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" There were, of course, some who thought that it was all just a crazy mistake, that these people had had too much wine and that this was just chaos. But it was not. It was the presence of the Holy Spirit. In that day, Peter, one of the leaders of the disciples, gets up and preaches to this crowd of Jewish people and explains to them how all of the Old Testament scriptures pointed to Jesus being the fulfillment of the prophecies for a Messiah, someone who would come to redeem their people, to set them on the path of new life and reconciliation with God. And thousands joined the church that day. Now, you may have never had an experience where you opened your mouth and a language you didn't know started coming out. But there are various ways in which the Holy Spirit does this work inside of us. There are these miraculous occurrences where things happen that we can only say, that must have been God, because there's no other way that that could ever have happened. But each and every one of us has also been given gifts from the Holy Spirit to do the work that he has asked us to do, that he calls us to do together. Every person has their own story. Every person has their own history. Every person has their own personality. And when they hear the good news of Jesus, there are different parts of that story that resonate and connect and draw them in to the good news that Jesus has for them. I want to encourage each and every one of you that your story, your experience of the risen Christ, your encounter with the power of God through the Holy Spirit, and how your life was changed, how God led you through difficult circumstances, how God answered prayers in your life, is a gift. And I would say is like a language that you can speak to others. There are those who are struggling with dark days in their lives. And if you are someone whose story has walked with Jesus through dark days in your own life and has come to a place where there is light, you have a language and a way to describe who God is and how he walks with us in the midst of those circumstances that will connect and will be understood by the heart of the person hearing that story. Each of you has been given a language of love, a language of hope and faith that brings the light of the good news of Jesus into the lives of others, if only you will open your mouth to speak. On this Pentecost Sunday, as we think of the work of evangelism that happens through our summer camp ministries all around this province and right here at Fort Garry, that call to be evangelists, those who proclaim the good word of Jesus, is for each and every one of us. It doesn't matter how shy you are. It doesn't matter whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. It doesn't matter whether you think that you are successful or whether you think that you're just struggling to make it through each day. God has prepared people that he wants you to speak to. And if you will pray and ask God to open the door to those conversations, he will do that, because he is always, always reaching out to the people of this world, knocking at the door saying, will you come in? Will you come in and sit with me, and so that we can experience this new life together? And he calls each and every one of us who are followers of Jesus to be a part of that story and to share the fire of the flames of the Holy Spirit that have happened in our life with others. And together we will praise God for eternity. Can I get an amen on that? That's our summer ministry, is to be the people of God, faithfully proclaiming the good news.